Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three asshole goddesses who desperately require head pats. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And Praise welcome us. To Cutscene by I Beat It First.
Yay.
It doesn't count as head pats if we're giving them to ourselves, right?
You can't tell by the way you cut it. This could be like this the way.
Oh, yeah. That's, hang on, yeah. Hang on. I need to change the hoodie. There we go. It's random hand comes out.
It's just, yeah. Random hand comes out. That should be the title of our podcast.
Weird stranger. Oh,
okay. I honestly got real close to turning this off and saying we're not watching this because the lolly with a kink with a praise fetish was really getting to me in the first episode or two.
That was like I was kind of concerned a little bit because like if you look up this anime, like some of the first images you show is her wearing far skimpier attire than she does throughout the entire anime. And I was just like, oh, man, I hope this isn't just some lolly fetish thing the entire time. And although the praise me my night was kind of like, we've watched far cringier stuff. Like at the end of the day.
We have, but with how much it was going on in the first like episode and a half, I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do an entire anime season of this.
They toned it down. Yeah, if it was just Praise Me Navi the entire time, like, hey, praise me.
Yeah, they toned it down quite a bit. But all right, for those of you that don't know, we watched Sentenced to Be a Hero. If you haven't watched it yet, pause this podcast because obviously spoilers. But that's what we're going to be talking about, everybody. So here's the synopsis for you. In a world where heroism is a punishment, Xylo Forbats, a condemned goddess killer, battles endless hordes of monstrous abominations as part of a penal hero unit 9004. Death is no escape, only a cycle of resurrection and relentless combat. But when Xylo encounters a mysterious new goddess, their unlikely alliance sparks a rebellion that could shatter the chains of eternal punishment.
That was also kind of wrong because it says that heroism is wrong. And it's like, no, like they're called heroes, even though they're really just criminals sentenced to be a hero, hence the title. Yep. And a hero just means you're an immortal slave that can't die and you have like explosives around your neck or whatever. I was kind of shocked that nobody really had to go through that. I was expecting like, I wanted to know more about that whole aspect. Mm-hmm. We didn't get much of that. This entire anime just gave me like, it's going to be kind of a bad example because I don't know if it's 100% the point I want to make, but like the first John Wick, where it's just an action movie and it's like super fun, but there's a lot of layers to this. So they're just kind of like barely hinting at and like saying like, hey, there's a whole other, like a lot more stuff going on here that they really don't talk more into, but they kind of hint at a lot. Obviously, I think this is still going, and obviously John Wick went off the deep end like crazy, so I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the first one, where you just feel like, hey, there's something more here.
Yeah, they're hinting at all the backstory and whatnot, which they are, season two is already in production, so we're going to get a season two for it. And that's, I figured, like, as I was watching it, and we were getting towards the end of the season, I was like, there better be a season two for this, because they're building up all of this. And there's no way that they're just going to solve this demon infestation problem in 6 months that they've been plagued with for fucking ever. So I'm glad that there's a second season and that they didn't try and do that within it. So hopefully, you know, I don't know. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Other than the lolly with a praise fetish.
And they all had that, which was kind of also been like, oh, it's not, it's just like what they are, I guess.
Or even whatever. The one that wasn't a lolly, like at like towards the end when you find that one guy. Yeah, and she's just standing there all solemn, and then he's like, oh wait, hang on. And he turns around, he's like, you did good, and he pats on the head, and you just see her kind of like brighten up a little bit.
It's like, yay.
Rampage for head pets.
Yeah, well, God, they all did. I kept going back and forth so much on this one, on like I was 50-50 on everything. Like I was like, this is amazing animation. Then like two more scenes, I'd be like, this looks like dog shit. And then I'd be like, okay, this story is actually kind of cool. And then like 2 minutes later, I'd be like, I'm bored as shit. Like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, okay, there's like lots of layers here, like I was just talking about. But then I'd be like, okay, like all they're doing is just being like, hey, it's OP. Hey, it's OP. Hey, it's OP. And I was just like, like I don't know where I really felt on this whole thing. Like I kind of felt more lost, and I wanted to see more. I thought it was good that they didn't, just because if they are making season two, like it just sounds like they are,
yeah,
or further, it's good that they didn't, because that kind of gives us more and adds more gravitas to when someone actually does die. I mean, the last 5 minutes of this anime were the most tense 5 minutes of this entire season, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Of mm-hmm. her having the one-on-one conversation with a Steins Gate guy. Every time I hear his voice, he's the doctor from Steins Gate. It was just such an intense conversation. It was just like, yeah, and then, you know, her cutting into herself. If she does it, obviously, I think she does. But that was well done in that part.
Did they say that she did at the very end?
No, they just showed the blade start to go in and blood spurt, and then thing dropped.
No, I thought that they said in... it was like a welcome newest hero, and they said her name.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I think you missed that part.
Dang, I watched it all the way to the end. I didn't hear him say welcome newest.
Which would be cool. Like, you know, having her as a hero. Now she's got like supernatural powers, and she was already a badass to begin with.
Yeah, she was already mm-hmm. holding her own as a regular human. And we don't know what the badass powers come from or how they're assigned, really. I mean, there's stuff that they wear to like, notice their power levels or whatever, but like again, there's so many things that just like they don't cover at all, which makes it feel like they were just coming in on this story from out of nowhere, mm-hmm. which kind of makes sense. I mean, if they've been doing this for who knows how long, they wouldn't be like, good thing you're still wearing your brooch that explains everything, let me tell you about it, because we've been through this for generations, you know. Like it makes sense, you know. I kind of get that, but it was just at the same time I was like, I want to know more, but at the same time, it just also feels like that they're just like, oh yeah, this is totally always here. Like the Forever mm-hmm. Sword, nothing beats the Forever Sword. And just like, okay.
And everybody knows what it is.
Yeah. About it now. It's just Forever like, Sword. I feel like, well, Holy Sword, wherever it was. And it was just like, I feel like if everyone knew that this Holy Sword existed and it was her, they'd probably make a little bit more of a big deal about him just like casually having her and being around. And they'd kind of allude to like, hey, you're going to be in the city because we know you have this huge sword and you can probably do something about it. But I feel like it'd be more like, no, we're going to hold you down. We're going to like really control the situation because you have, in essence, the nuke weapon. And that makes no sense to me.
I mean, it kind of just like came out of nowhere. Just suddenly it's like, there's this giant sword that I just summoned down. Oh, hang on, let me make it into hand size for you. And now you slice things mm-hmm. with it.
And that was also epic as hell. All those giant yeah. swords was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now it was very, very much like Gilgamesh in the Fate yes. series.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that was like the first thing that popped in my head. Is like, okay, so we're just going full Gilgamesh on these people now, just raining down swords from the heavens. Mm-hmm. And you're right, Jason. Like there were points where I really got bored and distracted while watching this, and I don't know if it was just the pacing or just the parts that were going on, they just didn't seem interesting. Like it seemed like there was a lot of talking but nothing actually of substance with it, especially for like a solid like 15 minutes in some episodes. Where, and I mean, I understand they're trying to do character building so that you've got like the conversations that are happening between them and things like that, but at the same point it's all just a bunch of filler.
Yeah, I mean, like I liked them going back and showing how some of the guys became, or what their previous crime was. That mm-hmm. was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And then like kind of built up more of the mystery of the guy that converts them. And which really added to the last scene, but.
And it really seemed like, and for every one of the ones that they showed, including the girl at the end, every one of them was in essence wrongly convicted. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were convicted into it because they were powerful and they wanted to be able to use that power amplified as a hero. Which
100%.
I don't know if they're gonna, if like the people are gonna start realizing that at a point, mm-hmm. you know, and it kind of like goes off the rails with that, or you know, anything else within that. But I think that that would be interesting, like a hero revolt. But at the same point, who would they be revolting against? Because they all still want to save everybody.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, whoever the powers that be, obviously, there's like the whole spy faction that wants like just the monsters that kill certain people, and then there's the whole coexisters that are that mm-hmm. still didn't make sense to me.
Fucked. And yeah, it makes yeah. zero sense.
But it was just like, okay, so there's definitely more political fashions going on here. But again, they just alluded to so much, like the repair process for healing them and stuff like that. Mm. What they call it, like not the resource den. Like they I can't remember what they called it, but it was like some functional word. Like when the magic the king guy got his like leg taken off, like oh yeah, he had to go to like the barracks or whatever it was called, and then he came back hobbling, but. Later on, it was an arm, and the sniper dude, his arm got fucked up like hardcore, and then he showed like, well, he's got a new arm, but he's like, they probably didn't do it very well. And he's like, kind of like fighting with it or whatever. It's like, are they just like grafting body parts onto these people and being like, have at it? So that's what they alluded to.
Kind of what it said, sounds like.
It's what it sounds like to me too, because it sounds like that they're all dead and they're just bringing them back to life, and that's why they're not like actually dying again. They're just sew them back together, and that's why
they are actually dead. Like every one of them died to and was reborn as a hero, and then they've just got this spell that I'm assuming that it's like limbs being lost, that's one thing, you know, it's like okay, you lose a limb, they can attach a new one, it can get repaired and whatnot, so they don't actually like have any issues with the mental state, but it's like if they fully like destroyed, that's when they come back and they lose a little bit of themselves which I really liked, the crazy hatchet wielding zombie.
That's the big problem. He was the best character and he said jack shit. He was just like, I love this man. Every time he shows up, he gets shit done. Everyone else, you're just pussyfooting around until whatever. I'd like until Xylos or whatever his fucking name is takes care of it all. I was just like, I just bugged me so much. I was just like, everyone all the time, and I think here's maybe the crux, now I'm talking about it out loud a lot, is that everyone's very powerful, everyone's very OP, they had all their times to show off how powerful they were and some of their weaknesses and whatever, and yet they're all always like maxed out, they're always fighting, like sniper guys always fighting sniper guys, you know, Dota's doing whatever the fuck Dota was doing, scouting out, and everyone's doing it all, so we're just focused only on the main character, but it's just constantly that there wasn't the team dynamic ever really, it felt like there's a few
not
times
towards, not
like,
towards the end,
yeah, there was a few times like with the dragon and like some sniping, it was like, oh, the last second save, everything's going slow, who's gonna save the day this time type thing, right? But I don't know. There was just
It wasn't until the end fight sequence, like at the tower, when the sniper like comes in and gets the guy and everything. So it's like in order to help him. And that's you get the team dynamic, and they were actually communicating, but you never saw any of that really until the last like episode or two. Like that's all that you saw of communication as far as like working as a team. But I guess that they don't really normally work as a team. It seemed like they usually only traveled in pairs, like claymores.
Well, but they all knew each other from like so, and they've all worked together independently.
They would get paired with each other, but they would always only travel in pairs. So there wasn't a huge amount of like teamwork that needed to happen with like eight of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get so that
I was gonna say, I think that was the big thing for it. And it's unfortunately Xylo always got paired with the kleptomaniac, but
I mean, you bring up a good point because, you know, they made the fact that whoever's doing this spell only has enough mental capacity for X amount. And now we're tapped out. Right. So it's not like they can just recreate and keep like a bunch of them all over the place. There's literally just these eight of them and that's it.
Yeah.
And so, okay.
But I did like the explanation at the end, though, with that of like, I think we can fit one more in, but then it explained as to why they start losing themselves as they come out, because that person has them all in their memory. The queen or whatever the hell they called her, I forget, the mother or something. She has them all in their memory, and then she starts forgetting as she keeps recreating them. But that is a question, though, of like, okay, so if they are replacing their limbs with just random limbs from soldiers and shit like that, then are they reanimating the bodies and then it goes to like a metamorphosis to look like them again?
Yeah, I don't know.
We won't know until we actually get the chance to see it.
We could see one of them die or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
But you're right, though. I really wish that we would have seen one die.
Yeah, I think that would have been so we could understood a little bit more of like what is really going on here. Or maybe that's part of the lie. Maybe that's not something they actually do. Although the crazy guy has been brought back. They all said that he's so no, yeah. So like I said, that there's enough here that I'm intrigued and interested. It's just a lot of the pacing and the styling was just I was wanting more at times. Like they had all the pieces were there. It's just like whatever the alignment was, and I'm having a hard time. I feel like we're doing a good job talking through it right now and helping us get our like kind of mind straight on what it was, because there's something here that was missing. And I don't have my finger on it just yet. But I will say any anime that shows you beating the shit out of kids.
Fucking kids.
Fuck those kids. Love that. Love it. And they weren't possessed. The one was possessed, and man, that was a gruesome like scene, right? That whole thing. I was just like, wow, that's pretty like messed up. And then finding out that other guy is
actually a demon or whatever. Demon.
Yeah. And he's like, I love just killing demons, so I'm on the human side. And I was like, all right, that's kind of cool.
And it made sense as to why he kept having to correct him every time. He'd be like, okay, so I can just, you know, do this. And like, this is the most logical thing. He's like, no. It wasn't that it was crazy, like you were originally thinking. It was like, this guy is just fucking nuts. No, it's because this guy is a demon and he has no idea how to behave like an actual human.
They're teaching me ethics. It's fun.
That was a good line. So that means, though, that there's at least 4 demons that can take human form then?
So far, that we know of. I mean, we don't know how many, like, the total limit is.
But there's him. There was the girl, dead now.
Right.
There was the guy that he fought that ended up not dying because he replaced himself with somebody else, like right at the very
blood line. Doll, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. The blood puppet or something like that at the very end. And then there's supposed to be one more that's like the head guy. But I'm assuming that there's going to be more of them, which I don't like when they do that in like a lot of shows. And this isn't the only one that does it, but it's like where you're like, okay, here's this rare thing. Like, I can't believe that there's one. And then, oh, wait, no, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. Oh, wait, hang on. So this next season is going to be just like full of them. And then you're going to start having grunts that are humans. And it's no longer a power thing. It's just there. And you have no idea what's going on.
What do you mean we're all Cylons? This makes no sense.
Yes, exactly. Everyone's a Cylon.
Everyone's a Cylon. But yeah, no, because especially since I actually liked the character designs for the demon lords, the big bads. Like those were fun, like monster thingies. Like the one where we had him go the black hole, the first black hole death from the sword. That was a dope ass battle. And that whole thing was a cool ass enemy. And that was also the coolest death, in my opinion. Like how refreshing it was to have like a just absorbed into a sword or whatever, black hole, alternate universe, whatever you want to say. And it just dissolves to nothing. I was like, okay, that was kind of cool. You know, especially with exploding McExploderson blowing everything up with quips everywhere. Yeah. Take this. You can't beat me. It's just like, just shut up for 2 seconds when you're killing something. Like you can just go, that's fine. You don't have to like mud in your eye. It was just like, you didn't have to say things.
I did like the Xylo basically was Gambit without the goddess. But he does it with this endless supply of knives to where he just charges them up and throws them at them and boom, they all just explode. And nobody ever like said anything about like, wow, that's weird.
Completely normal. He can make things explode and he can jump fly. And that was the two things I think were his super special.
The jump fly. Well, I think the jump fly thing came from his work with the goddess. He could make the boomy knives before, but then I think that the goddess being there and them working together, that's what gave him the ability to fly. Because he didn't do any of that until after he started working with her. But he did make things go boom.
But he explained it that he had those when they were in the cave, and he didn't have the girl with the cave. He was like, okay, my so brooch.
He's Gambit / Superman.
Yeah, I mean, the jump fly was just like, I got this. Don't worry about it. I etch thing and it becomes powerful. Really? That sounds useful. Don't worry about it. We'll never talk about it again.
I got main character.
Rune magic.
We'll be fine.
Rune magic. Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. I can see far. You can see far?
It's the knights and magic.
What?
I can see far. Magic. Like I just go like this, I squint a little bit, and I can see really far.
Okay. But what do you kill them with? No. I just see far.
Anyways. So we had
people girls.
Yeah.
So besides Xylo, we had King, which I really King as a character was fucking hilarious. And
he reminded me normally, of the punch guy from Full Metal.
Alex Louise Armstrong.
Yes, that's it.
It definitely reminded me of that. But then also just the fact that it's like normally you've got somebody that thinks that they're royalty and everyone just fucking hates them. And no, they're just like, he's king. Don't worry about it. And King says like, oh, why are you doing that? You're supposed to be in my subject. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to do this though, okay? All right. And then instead of being like a prick to the people when he's doing it, he's like, I'm your king and I will protect all of you.
Leave the battlefield with my men fighting? Hell no. I'm Hell here no. forever. Yeah, exactly.
So I thought that he was really cool. The sniper guy was cool. The klepto guy was annoying, but it was funny just to see the random shit that he'd show up with. Like toward like at the end when he had just I don't know how many jugs of alcohol that he had stolen.
Well, I mean, okay, wait. About him though, the thing that bugged me is that there's that scene in like the battle with the multi-eye thing, and he's like, "Help, save me! I have the mercenaries coming after me." And I was just like, all right, why are the mercenaries still chasing him when they can clearly see he's running into a battlefield? It's just like, dudes, like, whatever. And he's freaking out, being like, I'm going to die. And then the next time we see him, he's just like, hey, I lost them.
Yeah, he lost them in the battlefield.
Like, why even cry about it? I don't know. It was just kind of weird. Just to show up and save you at the last second. That bugged me.
But that whole premise as to why he was being chased rather than just going and hiring them was fucking funny. Yeah. Like, why are they chasing after you? Well, I decided, like, why pay them with our money when I could just pay them with their own money? So I stole their money.
It was a shit ton of money.
And they got really mad. It was
like just sacks of cash in the back of that horse. I was just like, okay.
They don't like it when you take their money.
What? No. It's like the movie Rounders. Kenny KGB towards the end is like, pay the man his money. After all, I'm still up. Last time I stick it to him. Good old John Malkovich.
Oh my God.
Oh man. So animation wise, I thought I was going to hate it. And you kind of were right, Jason. It's like you would just kind of like think that it was really cool. And then it would seem like it was like hastily drawn outlined in other parts. But overall, it was pretty cool. It gave a nice different aesthetic than what you get normally with a lot of anime.
They did some good stuff. I mean, when they did the first person views, that was always pretty fun. And even when they did like they did a bunch of first person views at the beginning, then again, and then they did one random one of it being a kid running through the room and attacking them. I was just like, of all the times to do a first person view, why of this child jumping on furniture? Just like, and then he got punched, and I was like, okay, forgiven.
It seemed fun.
Yeah. It seemed fun.
They forgot that they could animate first person views, and they're like, ah, shit, we gotta do a first person shot.
Yeah, the floor is lava real fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Dialogue was actually all right. Like, to be honest, like, if you factor out, like, take out all the fact of like where we got bored because there was a lot of filler dialogue. The story and everything behind it was really intriguing and different than what you found in a lot of anime, which I kind of liked. It wasn't just like a mixture of a whole bunch of stuff. There was new takes on things that were in there. So that was good. Audio, I mean, that was pretty standard.
The world is there. This world is definitely, I'm intrigued. I want to know more about this world. Just the characters aren't what's grabbing me too much. And I shouldn't say all characters. I should just say the main character. Xylo is fine. He's just a generic, you know, anime character 1000. And his backstory isn't even all interesting. It's just like, okay, you killed, you solved the reason why you killed your previous child goddess was mm-hmm. because of some random plight or whatever. But it wasn't like you just killed out of anger or something like that. You had mm-hmm. to do it. And yeah. So I get it. You have trauma, but for us, it's just like, you know the reason. It's not like you're just seeing like the same thing in your mm-hmm. new one. It's just, get over it. I don't know. It just feels weird.
Well, his whole trauma was, I think, the fact that he was betrayed more than anything. Killing the goddess wasn't his trauma, but the fact that he had to kill the goddess and then they just sat there and they labeled him a goddess killer. They didn't tell the whole story to everybody of what happened. They just said that he murdered her. And then he got sentenced to be a hero. So he got sentenced to death and then resurrected as an immortal whatever. And I think that's kind of like bigger issue that he has. But the other question is, how long ago was that? Because the way that he talked about it, it seemed like he was like hundreds of years old, but everything else made it seem like it was like 10 years ago, maybe.
Right. Or last mm-hmm. Tuesday. Like, it was just I don't know like how long it's taken for any of this stuff. And But he kept envisioning his previous goddess and just like, oh, I miss her. And it's such problems of what happened. It's just like, yeah, it sucks. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the problem. That problem happened because it was just like shit hit the fan and you had to make a decision and you did. And then people aren't telling the story and you got betrayed. Totally. But that shouldn't then send you to trauma just seeing another god. I don't know. I guess mm-hmm. I've never had to kill anyone, so I don't know what the trauma would be about. But
I think that the big thing for him was the bond and then having to kill her.
That's so true.
He didn't want her because he didn't want that to happen again. He didn't want to have to do that again. Not so much that it's like, oh, she reminds me of it and this is horrible and traumatic and whatnot, but he wanted to keep her at arm's length specifically because if he formed a bond and he ended up having to kill her again because of some other reason for it, it would just hurt too much.
Mm-hmm. 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 And like she said, you're just like me, you know, we just want to save humanity. And it's just like, you're right, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Let me just stop.
I just want head pats. I just want the brains.
You just feel so one-dimensional to me. I don't know. I'm just not getting like I said, I feel more connected to the crazy guy being like, okay, mm-hmm. he's got some shit going on, but he still knows how to follow orders and how to kick ass. And it's just like, what's his deal? I'm more intrigued to know what's his deal than finding out more about Xylo. And that's
I'm more intrigued to know more of the demon's deal than I am Xylo. And I think that the big thing is because Xylo only has two modes, sitting around and talking, doing nothing, and then high octane murder. And then that's it. And lots of yelling. But the lots of yelling kind of just goes with the second mm-hmm. one for it. So it's like Naruto, but he's actually doing something. But everyone else, though, like King, even though it's like a shtick, everything that he did was awesome. It was great. And then the demon guy, I think I'm more intrigued by that one just because we only found out that he was a demon like right towards the mm-hmm. end. And then things started clicking and you're like, oh, well, now I want more of this guy. And I want like some of his backstory of like when he started killing, when he defected, those types of things with it.
And if they all know that he's a demon.
Yeah, how many of them do know that he's a demon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, the fact that he came out was just like, hey, you know, in hell, and there's other demons around, you can, like, kind of sense them, and I'm just, like, here now to take you out. He's like, I feel like that would have been important to know by anybody else before this time. And, you know, if he was just be like, hey, there is another demon, it's, like, over there, that would have been probably helpful. And instead, he mm-hmm. never said anything about that, right? And he was just like, he showed up in the sewers being like, hey, I know you're weak now and I can do my thing.
Well, but so that was the other thing, though, that's funny is like, hey, yeah, you know how like you can sense other demons around you? It's like, yeah, that's why I'm here. And she didn't sense him.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's more of that, too. Like with him being, maybe he's not in, like, maybe he's not, I have no idea.
We have no idea. We're just like, yeah, no, it's just, you know, that made sense. And it made sense just enough for you to like pass the sniff test. But if you really think about it, you're like, well, how the fuck did he get the drop on her then? if she could sense that another demon's coming. You would think that she would have known that a demon was coming and it wasn't a demon that she knew. And, you know, that would have happened.
That kind of like sums up this anime perfectly for me. Just enough to pass the sniff test. And the second you start asking questions, it's just kind of like, wait, it starts crumbling apart. Now, a lot of those questions could be just because they didn't talk about it, because there's more to come. But yeah, that one's kind of... Because you're right, it'd be nice to know more about him. I was so confused at first. I thought it was the same, because there was one of the same armor as the other.
Yeah, I thought it was first too, when he showed up in the armor. And I was like, that guy is helping them now? Or they killed the guy and they took his armor? Like, you don't realize that apparently that's like standard armor.
Yeah, that was just standard armor for whatever they came from, for artillery people. And I was just he's actually double crossing everybody, and just like, maybe he's just gonna be like, yeah, sure, I'll kill them all. Ha, 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 boo, 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 boo. And I was like, this would be interesting, but instead, he's a demon.
And then the other guy showed up, and you're like, oh, it's just another set of armor. I'm glad that I'm not the only idiot that did that.
Oh, my God, it's the same, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was just like sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, what the fuck, man?
Yeah,
so. It brings me back all the way to the beginning of how bad is your kleptomania that you steal a fucking coffin? A coffin. Like, seriously.
It's looking boring, so I just grabbed it.
Yeah. They were guarding it.
Big ass box.
I mean, what else is treasure going to be in, dude? He didn't know it was technically a coffin. And
because Xylo even said, he's like, why did you bring a coffin to me? It's like, well, it looked important.
Oh, that's right. but then like, if it was important, it says apparently the nuclear weapon of goddesses, and they just sent like what, four dudes with it in a carriage through the dark forest of fairies. Just like, good thinking, guys.
Yeah, to take him somewhere else, or to take her somewhere else, and to be give bonded them to some church.
Because that's the problem. It's like, once they're bonded, that's who they work with, right? So, I mean, it's just like...
But I guess the question would be is, like, would that have worked, one? Or two, would they have, like, disposed of her? Like, knowing all the, like, the weird church shit now.
Yeah.
Like, were they actually sending her there to be bonded, or were they actually sending her there to dispose of her body?
Oh, to get rid of the weapon that she has, or that can do. Yeah, maybe. Because, yeah. Well, I mean, we know that the uncle was part of the church, but we don't know if it's like the whole church is involved like that, or...
Oh, it was. Yeah. It was high up.
It was all the way up. But,
yeah,
but
from everything that happened with her at the end of that, like, it seemed like it was the entire fucking church was in on it. And they just covered everything up. That's why they said that she in a mad rage killed her uncle and then killed her partner, who she'd been with for years.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I was impressed with the level of gore. I was actually kind of like, this is gonna sound weird, but it was refreshing to see, like, on how the gore was actually like gory, but not just like over the top crazy, like guts or but also
like
not
berserk,
like, just
levels. It wasn't like berserk level,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't like, yeah, berserk level, but it wasn't like all just like shadow kills, where it's just like, oh, we're gonna pan and you get to see the shadow of someone exploding. They like the her friend being blown in the face and like his whole half face. I was like, damn, that's pretty gnarly, man. I was just like, there's plenty of scenes. Or the crazy guy going ape shit on all those humans down the chain and just beheading them and bathing the shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is so satisfying. Like, obviously, if you're not a big fan of violence or anything like that, but it was just like, it was just so nice to like be like, they're really just hammering in like the, this is brutal as shit stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was kind of nice.
Yeah. And it's because war is brutal. War is horrible. Right. They could do whatever they wanted with the demons because it was all technicolor blood.
Yeah, the demon blood was all fine and dandy, but yeah, watching everything all blow up, that was fun. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be that gory and that violent. I mean, I was expecting that violent, but not that gory. And like, I thought it was just going to be exploding and whatever and yada, yada, yada. But yeah, seeing people get like dismembered was, I was kind of shocked by that. And I was like, that's fun. I like that.
Okay.
In a non-psycho way. I don't know if that makes sense.
I
mean,
like, I don't know if you can say that in a non-psycho way.
Sure. I mean, we've watched plenty of like violent stuff, like even Gucci Kata or whatever we watched like two episodes ago. Gotcha. Oh. You know, it was pretty violent as well, but they did tons of the, like what I'm talking about. It's just like, there's violence going on. Shh, don't look at it. It's like, this isn't for kids. Mm-hmm. We get it. Like if you were to see Saving Private Ryan, they're just like every time someone was shot, it just kind of like panned over a little bit. It gets tiring. And it's just like, no, we're here to be like, let's see the gritty.
Sucks, man.
Are you on Hamburger
Hill? Yeah. Show me Hamburger Hill. That's what we want.
That's right. We want death and violence. God. What's my blood sport?
Ever.
Long time.
Oh, Bloodsport was a good movie.
Great movie. Ridiculous. They're remaking Escape from New York. Did you see that?
No.
No.
They're redoing it, my friends.
I think they're remaking Bloodsport, too.
Why not? Why not?
Or maybe it was the Kickboxer.
Doesn't matter. All this is just...
A Bloodsport remake is in development at A24, written and directed by Michaela Coel. Project promises a fresh, character-driven take on the 1988 Jean-Claude Van Damme classic, focusing on intense, isolated world of fighters with producers, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about that? And I want to say that I saw a trailer for it or something, or I saw something that showed it. But yeah, it's like, why?
Because they're all out of ideas. Good. Yeah, well, no, they buried everything. Like they buy up all the ideas and they're just like, I don't want to make this, or it just goes against what I want, or I can't sell this, or it's not going to produce enough toys, so I'm going to not make it. But I'm going to own the rights to it. No one can make it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's the same. Like, I'm sure you've all seen the meme where people are just like, instead of remaking crap, why don't you like remaking good movies? Why don't you remake crappy movies that had a good premise to them? And they just didn't have the right budget or the right character or the actors or anything like that, and just redo those. Like if there's any like 5-star stories out there that had like a 2-star movie, redo those, not 5-star movies that did great, because you're not going to beat it. You're just not going to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why Hollywood...
Better acting, better directing, better cinematography,
all the nine stuff. Yards. Yeah, I mean, better technology. I mean, so many movies back made in the 80s that would have vastly benefited from having better CGI or any CGI, you know, and stuff like that. So it's just like, that'd be fun. Instead, they're just like, Bloodsport, Escape from New York. It's just like, you're not going to capture the same lightning in a bottle. It's just not going to happen. And you're just going to waste everyone's time and piss people off at the same time. And it's just, I don't understand it.
Where is my modern remake of Mac and Me?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. You can't even do it because they purse their lips, but they also puff their cheeks up.
So bad.
But you know what? I would like to see them make a modern. I would really like to see them try and figure out a modern way to do The Wizard.
God. Oh shit. That would be actually kind of
so
cool.
Bad.
So I love the Power Glove.
It's so bad. Switch
to a Nintendo VR.
Yeah.
so bad. I mean, it would be smart. I mean, competitive gaming is at an all-time high. I mean, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then at the end of it, they have Chris Pratt up on stage at whatever the thing is, and he does the voice of Mario, and everyone just goes, oh.
It's a beautiful Mario.
Now, welcome to the stage, the voice of Mario, and everyone's like, "Yeah, Charles." And then Chris Pratt walks out, like, "Ah, oh, fuck!"
Yeah.
That movie was better than the first one, and I've heard a lot of people saying that it was the other way around. And I was like, I liked the second one better than the first one, but I hated the first one because I hated the fact that they focused so much on the real world.
I barely even remember the real world at all in the first.
So that was the whole thing. It was like Bowser was going to go over and take over the real world, and the whole focus was trying to get back
like
to
the last 5 minutes of like the.
But that was the goal, was to get there, and like that's like I said. They might as well have remade the original Super Mario Brothers movie that way, because that's basically the exact same fucking premise.
But the one made in the 90s was way better. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was the premise, was the original Super Mario Brothers movie. Whereas this one, entirely in the galaxy, Mushroom Kingdom, whatever you want to call it, much, much better. I liked it. Rosalina got the short end of the stick, though. Just barely in there at all. Star Fox, though, was fucking awesome.
Spoilers.
Boy, the internet's already got that way spoiled out for it. But he's not a douchebag like Donkey Kong, which was cool.
I haven't seen it yet. I probably won't until, you know, I have really a good reason to, which probably won't be for a while.
It'll be on Peacock in a bit.
Or the High Seas, one of the two. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anime. Right. Jesus Christ. All right.
Yep. Yeah. We went straight into anime. We didn't do the tangents.
That's true. Yeah. I mean,
we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone. Good job. Good job.
We got head pads.
You did it. We got head pads for that.
Yeah.
So praise us.
Praise us for not doing tangents too much.
All right. Okay. So this is really hard to score. I'm going to have to talk this through in my, like, as I'm going through before I come up with the number. So
I know
it was quasi boring, but not so boring that I'm not intrigued for more. I wouldn't rewatch this season, but I'd probably recommend it to somebody to watch in hopes that season two is going to be really good. And especially if somebody asks, like, I want a good action anime.
Mm-hmm.
So animation was pretty good. And the one thing I was going to say this earlier, but I forgot to, is that I liked about the animation is the whole, like, rough edge outlined, similar to Gachikuta, did a really good job of covering up the fact that there was so much CGI in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like all the 3D work and mm-hmm. everything like that. I think that that helps tremendously in making it not look so fucking berserk. Sorry. Berserk.
The new one.
The newer ones.
Yeah, the newer ones.
So I guess I'm going to give it a 7.25.
7.25.
Worth the watch. I want to watch more of it. It definitely has major flaws, but I wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating crackers. That's a good
answer. Yeah, I was kind of thinking maybe give it like a 7. I mean, the premise of it is kind of interesting. Like the whole thing of like being sentenced to be a hero. Where you kind of look at like other ones when if hero, society kind of makes you have to keep being a hero and working and killing and murdering, and rather than just like, hey, I just want an office job. No, you're a hero. You gotta fight.
You tripped that guy walking down the street. I didn't trip. He tripped on a rock, and I saw it happen. I watched it happen. Like, yeah, and you tripped him, and you laughed. Oh shit. All right, Jason.
It's like the Good Samaritan law at the end of Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so this is a pretty tough one because I agree with what we've all said already. I think what's really kind of propelling me in any motivation for this is a promise of more information. But if season two does the exact same thing, I will be pissed. I need more motivation than just like, hey, there's an interesting world here. And if the only motivation you give me is a lack of information, that's not enough. So I agree with you, Eric, that like, yes, I do want to know more, but I'm being pensive to be like, hey, that's worth points. You know what I mean? Yeah.
In my opinion, I think that it is worth points. Like for me, just because of the fact that it's like, it's intriguing enough. And it's part gave story. Me enough. Yeah,
that's
it gave me enough there. To yeah. make me excited to learn more.
Yeah, it's all there. I mean, I'm splitting hairs here because I think I'm right there in between the two of you. Like I'd just be like 7.15, you know, if I want to be just because I 1000% won't watch this again. Like most anime, like when if I'm excited about a season mm-hmm. two, I'm gonna rewatch all of season one to get excited up for that. Mm-hmm. If season two were coming out like next week, or that's bad because we just watched this. All right, if it was coming out like next year. Like, I don't know if I would even really be motivated to watch season two just because I was like myself normally, I'd be like, I'm going to watch season one first
mm-hmm.
just to get like jazzed for it. And now I'm like, well, I definitely wouldn't want to do that because I feel like I'd be doing myself a disservice. But there's enough storyline there that I want to know it. I don't know. Like this,
you go into season two extra mm-hmm. jaded because you'll remember. And then now you're like, why did I rewatch that season when I knew that it was bad? Like, why did I just do that to myself? Now this season's going to be just crap.
And it's not bad. I mean, that like I don't want to be like super jaded or sound like just mm-hmm. ungrateful about it or whatever. It's just like, there's just been so many more anime that I've just been like so jazzed about. And coming into this one, I liked a lot of it. First, like two episodes were great. 3-4 was but you figured out a lot more information. Once I got into the city, it was just kind of like, this is jarring, but okay. Now it just feels like it's always OP. The attacks everyone does kind of keep being the same, but we bring in more people that makes it different. Yeah, I don't know. They can't keep that up. Like they couldn't, mm-hmm. like obviously we now know there's a finite limit of how many heroes We can't do anything else. So there's no more people to add. So now they're going to have to grow as a unit, you know, as a team, I guess, maybe. Yeah, there's enough here to make it worth looking into and watching in the next season of. Is it enough for me to love it? No. So yeah, 7.15. I'll stick with that.
It's like it's middle of the road. I think that we've talked about this before. Like middle of the road. It's not bad. It's not great. You just kind of like it. It's
enjoyable. It was an enjoyable.
It was good enough. It was good enough to be enjoyable. And I mean, you got to get real bad. Like, and that part of the reason why you leave like less headroom than floor space when you're doing that is because there's a lot of floor space. There is. My camera doesn't even allow me to go. Hang on. So it's like, here's a 7. And then down here below my butthole is Knights and Magic.
Yeah. Gotta have the and magic, man.
You gotta leave a lot of room because there's varying grades of suck.
I mean, Knights and Magic is still just, I mean, but like, okay, so what was that one? Like Tower of God, like the first season, like same kind of idea where it's just like, there's so much going on here. I have no idea like what's happening, like what is the rules? And so there's like intrigue going on. But then the character development for everybody involved was just so much better. I cared about their thoughts, mm-hmm. about what was happening, their interactions between each other. Obviously, his whole mental thing about being like, I love my girlfriend, even though she's just a bitch. And it was just like that kind of kept you going and had you very excited for season 2, which they kind of fucked the sheets with, in my opinion. But but I mean, it was the same. I always bring that up because it was the same idea of just like, there's just, you just have to accept on how weird it is to get through it. And you're just like, yeah, okay, Tower of God's weird anime, but if you just accept some of these points, you have a good storyline here. And I think that that is possible for someone to be a hero, but I don't care about the people enough. And that's what's kind of hindering me a lot.
Yeah. And I prefer that type of storytelling when they do it, of where you just jump in to it and you just have to accept that what's going on and what they're saying is the world. And then you kind of get some more explanation as things go on. But I prefer that rather than big exposition at the beginning and holding your hand and explaining all this bullshit to you and then doing it. It was kind of like Project Hail Mary, which I saw for a second time this weekend. And it was just basically, it's like, okay, so you started out and he on the spaceship and he wakes up from an induced coma and the robots are like pulling his breathing tube out from his like throat and everything like that. And he has amnesia and they're like, yeah, you know, we'll have the robots trim his hair. And he's like, no. Like, the whole thing,
I want to be Christy Adams.
What the fuck is going on here? And then they explain the back as he remembers it throughout the story.
Sure. And like, totally, like Matrix. I think Matrix, the first Matrix movie, is like masterclass in opening scene storytelling, because you just have no idea what's going on with anything. None of it makes sense, but you're drawn in immediately. So I'm totally with you on that. But I think then that there's still, you can then have some exposition afterwards, you know, effectively turning all of humanity into this. Powerful and so meaningful of a conversation that I feel like that someone to be a hero was what was missing. There's a lot of words said, but not the things that were driving the plot forward.
Okay, so that was sentenced to be a hero. And it was watchable. Want to watch the second season though.
Fine.
Don't know if we'll watch the second season for cutscene. So that's, I think that there's a difference of like, when it comes out of like how excited we really are again for it. And it's like, whether we are like, do we want to watch for cutscene or not? So we'll decide that when it comes around at some point for it. Our next anime has been in my queue for a while. And I've thought about bringing it up multiple times, but I then decided that Trauma was better. Dramatic anime, you know, it's a good choice. So the next movie we're going to watch is, or next movie, next anime we're going to watch is Lord of Mysteries. It's got a 4.8 on Crunchyroll out of just under 93,000 reviews. So this means that it's a solid 6. All right. In a Victorian world of steam, dreadnoughts, and occult heroes, Zhao Minggru, oh, okay, I guess this is a Chinese one, awakens as Klein Moretti. He walks a razor's edge between light and darkness, entangled with warring churches. This is the legend of unlimited potential and unspeakable danger. But, all right, where am I? I'm hoping from what I've seen, it's like a supernatural, like, mystery thing. Like Detective Conan, mm-hmm. but with weirder shit.
Oh, I can get behind that. Okay,
that's what I hope. That's what I hope. So we'll just kind of wait and see on that. All right, Jason.
I was just thinking. I was just like, how? Like, we haven't like seen like a, what was it? Not Ghost Protocol. What was the Paranoid Agent? Anime like that. What was that, Chris?
Psychopass
was good, but that was still more about like fighting, you know.
Yeah. And that was more of a Ghost in the Shell-ish.
Yeah. I mean, just like the whole, like, we have no idea what's going on. It's mostly dialogue. I mean, like, I think it's Paranoid Agent. The one with the kid with the bat.
Paranoid Agent.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, you have no idea. It's all basically in murder mystery. We haven't watched one of those in a long mm-hmm. time.
Hopefully, the three categories it has is action, fantasy, and supernatural.
Okay. Well, we'll see it then, I guess.
Hopefully. Content advisory, it's 14 plus. Blood and gore, flashing lights, smoking, supernatural horror, and violence.
What they have Sentence to Be a Hero at?
Sentence to Be a Hero. Content advisory, profanity, smoking, suicide, and violence.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when they put smoking mm-hmm. on there.
Well, is it 14 plus? It's like, because I don't think 14-year-olds.
Sentence to Be a Hero is 16 plus.
Oh, okay, 16 plus. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know if that's
yeah. Better, but, yeah. Lord of Mysteries is 14 plus.
All right. So no one's getting their face blown off, is what that tells me.
Yeah, but there is very much like one of the things very much looks like, because it's steampunky, like Victorian England, it looks like. So there's like a guy in there that very much looks like it's Jack the Ripper. Type thing. So hopefully, you know, it's like a fantasy Sherlock Holmes. All right, Jason, cool. You want to lead us out, dude?
Let's get out of here. All right. Hey, you. Yes, you. Thank you for listening and or tuning in to us here at Cutscene. You may have made the wrong decision, depending on how much you like this anime or not, but we appreciate your time and your earbuds. Obviously, who we are is I Beat It First. You can find out more about us at ibeatitfirst.com or ibif.co if you want to find out all of our different animes that we have done. Yes, absolutely. In our plethora of episodes. This is episode 123, right?
132.
Fuck. I don't even know.
Yeah. That's a lot of anime.
That's a lot of anime, man.
You can say that it's not a lot. You're like, oh, well, you broke up them. We only broke them up into three episodes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of anime.
It's still a lot of anime. We've watched a lot of stuff, guys. So go back there. Check them out. They're fun, I think, mostly. And let us know if we've missed anything. Let us know if we need to watch something going forward. We'd love to hear your opinions or what you think about it or what you think about what we've watched currently. Email us at cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com or literally any of us, Jason, Eric, Chris, @ibeatitfirst.com. We'd love to hear from you, hear your opinions and their suggestions, or if we're just stupid idiots, we'll accept that. We'll also accept your praises because we're very much needing them and we need all of them. So please praise us. Praise the sun. Praise us.
I think we have to do good work to get praised, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We have yet to do good work even once. That's 100% sure. Okay. All right. Fair enough. For the aesthetic. Oh, God. I don't even want to do it anymore. I quit. You took me off my whole spiel. Check out our website. Check us out our other animes and podcasts that we do. They're all there for your entertainment. And send us an email. You know what to do. Like, that, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. Love you. Bye.
And ring-a-ding-ding that bell.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us. We will see you guys in a month where we're doing Lord of Mysteries. So make sure that you watch that. Sorry, we didn't actually apologize. Sorry, we're like late on this one as well. We had some like travel and then family emergencies, and being an adult sucks. So, yeah. You know, it's back. We haven't even done I Beat It First because Jason and I couldn't get together for doing that one because of various things. But first we will do that one next week.
Yes, dear God.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Good luck finding your dad.